Welcome to part two. So I'm pounding my fist on my weight bench saying, God, where are you? What are you going to show me? Because he showed me, I was working out on this little stepper thing and it had 333 across it. Because when I stopped and I looked down and boom, I got hit with that. Okay, wow, it's time to call upon God. I knew what that meant. So I went into my weight room and I closed the door, locked it. I don't want any distractions. And I was just reading this thing called Abraham's Journeys, The Keys. Let's just review it real quick and I'll tell you what God showed me. It's really awesome. God wanted to humble me, okay? All right. So the first thing that needs to go is get thee out. Get that fallen nature out so you can walk in Christ's nature. That's in found in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. I'm reading the King James Version. You can read the NIV, but I think it says something a little bit different. Whatever. And I will make you a great nation, I will bless you, and I will make your name great. So God's going to promote you. God's talking about promoting you once you get thee out. Once you get that fallen nature out, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You're going to go from glory to glory. You're going to be promoted. Third is, I'll bless them that bless you. I'll curse them that curses you. So you got divine protection. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. God's going to bless Abraham so that he can manifest that blessing outwards to bless the earth. God will always use a man. So Abraham departed, and the Lord, as the Lord had spoken to him. So he obeyed. One, he got the fallen nature out. He had to leave what was familiar and step into the unfamiliar by the voice of God. Stepping out in obedience to obey God will always bring promotion. But first you have to hear his voice. It's relationship. And then secondly, you obey. Which is stepping into your promotion. You don't want to just stay in one place and have visions and revelations and just never do anything with it. You step out by faith and obey God. And then he departed, went to Haran. He left Haran. Haran, I don't know, that means parched. And then he went to Canaan, which means that humbles and subdues. It's like Jacob wrestling the angel of the Lord, you know. You want to lose. You want the angel of the Lord to subdue you. You can try to subdue God, whatever, but he's stronger. Hallelujah. Anyways, and Abraham passed through the land to the place of Sychem. I don't know, it means portion. Unto the plain of Moreh, which means stretching. And the Canaanite was then in the land. So we're up to verse 6 now. And he's into a place called stretching. And I was exercising on my stepper thingy. I didn't know it was something new. I like to experiment. And it said 333. So I went into my prayer room. And I'm like, God, what is it? I'm waiting for the presence. Because within his presence goes before him. And behind the presence is the person, which is the glory. So you don't stop at the presence. You keep going and going. And in the glory, you hear his voice clearly. And so I'm like, God, what's going on? And I have this picture that pops into my mind. I had this dog named Kuma. And I raised him since he was a little pup, and he loved me, man. He would just come up to me, and he would ask permission to jump on my lap so that I could pet him. He wouldn't just do it. He was a humble dog. And he would go, he did this, like, we know how dogs kind of like whine, stuff like that. I'm like, oh yeah, come on. And I just tap my lap and he would jump on my lap and I just pet him and stuff like that. And sometimes he would just look at me, and he would roll over and he wants a belly rub. That's just the way I knew what it meant. And, I guess I was in a season in my life where I was getting a lot of revelation where, knowledge will puff you up, but love edifies, And I can see my dog in my mind going, ah, ah. I was like, oh my gosh, what does this mean, God? And I'm like, God, come with your mighty winds, blow through the room, let the presence of God manifest. God, where are you? And this dog pops in my mind and I see him whimpering. I'm like, it didn't make sense to me. Because I thought like, well, what if I like just whimpered? I just want to jump on the Lord's lap. Like, I know that, you know, we sit at the king's table. I know the scriptures, like, you know, the crumbs fall from the master's table, that, you know, even the dogs lick the crumbs. It's like, how hungry, how desperate for the presence of God can you be? Do you come to the point where it's like, you don't even care about what you look like. People think you're a dog. How hungry? What would you do just to remain in the manifest presence of God? And I hear my dog whimpering so that he can jump on my lap and I can pet him. And in my mind, I thought, if I whimper like my dog, maybe I can, God will allow me to jump onto his lap. Because I'm his son. I can, you know, I know I can march boldly to the throne. I know all these scriptures, but like, I don't care anymore. I just want the presence of God. I'll do whatever it takes to sit in the manifest presence of God and stay there. So you know what I did? And this boom, this realm of glory just, it's like, I could have thought my skin would have fell off. The presence of God came, so I spill it right now. The presence of God came so strong in that room. Tears just shot out of my eyes and just landed on my little weight bench. I just sat there frozen in the manifest presence of God. All my pounding, all my screaming, all my what I think I know, I got humbled and I got stretched. Shichem means portion, unto the plain of Moreh, which means stretching. I got stretched to the point where it's like, I don't even care if I'm a dog. Not quite dead yet, just a dog. Where it's no longer you living for yourself anymore. No longer you trying to project some image of who you think you are. Where it's like you lose all your image and to gain his image. Even if it looks like a dog. And I just sat there and I bawled my eyes out in the presence of God. And it felt so good. I don't even care about my life anymore. I just care about his life. I don't care what people think. I'm a dog. They think I'm like this idiot. They think I'm a loser. Who cares? I've won. I've won the prize. I've won the pearl of great price. How? I heard his voice. I stepped out in faith and I got stretched. I got promoted by being humbled. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he will exalt you. Go ahead and try to do it yourself. Exalt yourself. You'll just get knocked back down. Can't build the Tower of Babel into heaven. You got to go God's way. You'll exalt those who humble themselves. And humbling yourself does not mean you beat yourself up. True humility is full dependence upon the Holy Spirit. That's why true humility can look like pride and arrogance, but it's not. It's confidence in the Holy Spirit. It's confidence in the power of God. It's dependence on the power of God. Pride is dependence on yourself. That's what has to go. That's why God stretches us, so that we lose ourselves and gain Him. And it was just some simple thing. Like, it may, that probably offends a lot of people, because like, wow, I'm not no dog. I'm a son of God. And then, you know, yeah. Well, I had to be humbled because I thought I knew something. I compare myself to other people and I realized, like, apart from him, we are all just like this in this beast nature, dogs. You know, Paul fought beasts at Ephesus. You know, I don't mind being the ass that carries Jesus through New Jerusalem. Whatever. As long as the manifest presence, glory, person, the relationship with God is there, I'm cool to be whatever He wants me to be. And the dog, I knew what it meant. It was, he just used something simple that I understood to promote me. And I would die a little bit more to myself of who I think I am. Hallelujah. And His presence was there to prove that it's good fruit. And yeah, I don't worry about it anymore. If that thing tries to pop up its head again, you're just like, whatever. Whatever. Why do we care what people think if it doesn't line up with what God thinks? It's like, that's where you put your values, you know? Do you put your values on God or do you put your values on people? I put my values on God so I can value people more. I want God to come through all humanity. But not everybody wants life, and life more abundantly. So you got to demonstrate it. And yeah, I don't mind sharing this stuff with you. These are keys that work for me. You going off and whimpering like a dog will not work. Because it's a relationship between you and God. It's not the things that you do. It's hearing His voice and obeying. No matter how strange it looks, if you know His voice, you can hear that substance on His voice. You can obey Him and trust Him. And it takes faith. And sometimes it will look humiliating, but in the end, it's worth it. Okay, anyways, that was my stretching. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed I will give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared to him. So after you start having all these encounters, you get stretched. You hear the voice of God, you obey the voice of God, you get promoted, you step out in faith, you get stretched more, then you get blessed. God's just blessing you, so then you start sacrificing. You start cutting off things. Actually, he built an altar to the Lord. You start sacrificing things that don't promote righteousness. You start shedding things that are distractions. You start putting off things that just pull you. Whatever, anything that pulls you away from the manifest presence of God is a distraction. So you can sacrifice it. There may not be sins. Animals aren't sins. I guess he sacrificed an animal or something like that. Who appeared to him. Anyways, and he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel. Bethel means house of God. And pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. So you're just rebuilding that relationship. You're hearing from God, you're sacrificing, you're getting stretched, and you're still calling upon God. You never stop calling upon God. You never stop speaking to God heart to heart. It's one thing to do, like just to go through life talking to God. It's another thing to stop everything and just like heart to heart, spirit to spirit, like just you and God face to face. That's different than just walking and like talking to God on a sky tour. I mean, you can do that there, but you know the difference. When you've had that radical encounter with God where the presence of God, the stuff's coming out of your face and your eyes, you're encountering God heart to heart in the holy place. That's where you're changed. That's where you take on His image. That's where you see Him, who He is, and you're changed there. It's like the tent of meeting. You're meeting inside this tent, the tent of the Holy Ghost, meeting with God, communing with God. And it doesn't matter where you are, if you're at work or if you're in the bathroom or if the point is like you just shut out the outside world. It's just you and God face to face. That's what changes you. You see that? It says pure life. Careful what you ask for. You just might get it. I remember I was drinking Pure Life water at work one time. And I was like, God, this water is like, it's like almost prophetic. I want a pure life. I want to drink pure living water. And instantly a demon jumped on me and I saw like something that I was supposed to get rid of. It cost me $200. I bought this course. It was a Chinese, learning Mandarin Chinese course online. And it cost me $200. And a demon jumped out of it. And there was like a dragon thingy on it. I don't even remember what the whole thing was about it. But I was like, oh my gosh, that quick, God? I didn't expect any change. I thought you were just going to change about it. Like, I didn't have to actually cut something. I didn't have to sacrifice anything. So I finished working. I went home and I looked at all the CDs. And it came in a big packet. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it was just a Chinese course to learn Mandarin, how to speak Mandarin Chinese. And I guess they had all this weird astrology stuff in it. I don't know. I didn't know anything about it. I just bought it because it cost $200 and did the reviews and it said it was good. Oh, man. I took the CDs, sacrificed them to God. I destroyed them all. I just destroyed that $200 down the drain. But that's a small price to pay to walk in, you know, freedom. Jesus paid the price. It's not even a price. It's just like you're sacrificing something that's destructive to your life. I think they did that in the book of Acts. They had all these witch books or something like that. They burned their sorcery books. They took them all out and they burned like hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of like all this witchcraft books in the book of Acts. I don't even know it was witchcraft or whatever it was. I don't even know what it was. It was just like God pointed it out and I saw the demon come through that thing, that dragon thingy, and I had to destroy it. And I was really frustrated about that. But I'd rather obey and sacrifice something so that I can keep walking closer to God. Because that's the highest prize, is God. Keep your eyes on the prize. Shabba. Anyways, yeah. Sacrifice. He built an altar to the Lord. Anyways, you need to be a sacrifice. A living sacrifice. The fruit of your lips giving thanks to God. The fruit of your lips giving thanks is a sacrifice. It doesn't really cost you anything but thankfulness. It feels good to thank God, you know. Let's thank God for 10 things right now. This is a good exercise that I used to do all the time. God, I just thank you for the logos. God, I thank you for the living word written in my heart. God, I thank you for your presence, God. I thank you for the peace of God that passes all understanding. Just fill me with that, God, in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for a roof over my head and clothes on my back, God. I thank you for cameras. I thank you for the natural things that you've given me. I thank you for the spiritual things that you've given me even more, God. I thank you for the rhema, the revelation, the understanding, the keys. God, thank you for the keys to walk in higher realms of glory. Thank you for the keys of the kingdom that I can shut gates that no devil can open in Jesus' name. And you can open gates or whatever that no one can close. Thank you for the keys of David. Thank you for worship, God, that you are seeking worshipers who will worship you in spirit and in truth so that you can promote them, God, that you can promote them just by being in relationship. The highest promotion is just to be in relationship with you, that we can get closer and closer and knit together in the spirit, in the soul, and in our body, just knit to God so that you can flow freely and have your way through us, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for the air that we breathe, the presence, God. I thank you for the candle of the Lord being lit aflame in our heart so that we can have a pure heart, that we can see you, God. I only want to see you, God. I want to see what you're doing. I want to hear what you're saying, and I want to obey so so that I can go into even more realms of what you're doing, God. In Jesus' name, we want to be our participators in what you're doing, God. I thank you for all the wonderful things that you've given me, God. Thank you for the dreams. Thank you for visions. Thank you for revelations. Thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of you. Thank you for the glory manifesting, God. I thank you for even the soft music playing in the background, God. Thank you for a pure life because of the blood of Jesus, the greatest sacrifice of all, that redeemed all who will just receive him. Thank you, God, for the light of the world shining through our very being, God, bringing light to all of those who are in darkness. We cannot be hidden anymore. The days of hiding are over. The days of manifesting the light of God are here. No more hiding in darkness, but exposing it with love, purity, joy, peace, substance of life of God, exposing all the works of darkness, not with natural things, but with spiritual things, so that everything that's exposed can be revealed for what it is, so that the humanity can come into the light. Nobody wants to hang on to deception. Why would we want that? So let just everything be shown for what it truly is. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for your word today, God. Thank you for stretching us, God, so that we can be like just like the tents of Jabez. Just enhance, stretch the borders, make the borders bigger, God. That we can, we're just like wine, what do you call those wine skin things? Wine skins. We can just hold more wine, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The grapes of intimacy. Let's keep reading this. I'm going to go to verse 12. Therefore it shall come to pass when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, take this his wife, and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. Wow, that's hold on a second. I think I went too far. I don't want to read this anymore. Oh, Jesus. God, I just thank you for a fresh wave of your presence. I thank you for hunger, God. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. I thank you for that hunger for more of you. Hunger for more of your righteousness. You know, we're all made righteous by the blood of Jesus, right? He's washed us away. But how much of that righteousness are we walking in? How much of Christ are we walking in? Are we just walking it in like an hour a day? Or are we walking in that righteousness all day long? Are we just walking in that righteousness on Fridays, Wednesdays, and Sundays? Or are we walking in that righteousness Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Even when we sleep, we're having dreams and visions and revelations because we're in perfect harmony with God. God, we just draw near to you with our heart right now. We want more of your presence, more of your peace, more of your voice. We just lay on the altar. Burn us up, God. Everything that's not of you, let it be burnt to a crisp, and everything that is of you, let it remain. Everything that's not of you, be shaken out of the heavens. Everything that is of you, remain. So that everything that can be shaken will be shaken out of the heavens. Out of our earth. You know, hallelujah. I was talking to my friend the other day on Facebook, and I guess she was experiencing something with this pastor. I don't know the whole story, but she was like shaking, confronting him about, I guess they were going to kick her out because she was crying when she was worshiping. But, and then she was like, well, I'm going to worship God even more than this and whatever, blah, blah, blah. And she was shaking. What is she doing? She's confronting. I told her to stand her holy ground until that principality is shaken out of the air. We could marry. Sat at Jesus' feet and wept. You know, the demons hate true worshipers. God loves them and pays close attention to them. You want to get God's attention? Worship Him, man. Open your heart wide. So it's like a satellite dish, just tuning in to the to God's heart. I know He's already coming through you, but it's like there's the kingdom of God is within you, and the kingdom of heaven is around you. So it's like you're bringing both into perfect sync. So that you're living in an open heaven. It's like Christ in you, the hope of glory. When Christ and you are perfectly synchronized, that glory is manifest. Whoa. Yep. You want to get your body, your soul, and your spirit all perfectly healed up and in line with Him. And then it's just like a continuous open heaven. You can breathe the air of heaven. And then when you walk into someone else's atmosphere, you realize they start manifesting demons on you and quoting scriptures at you. It's like it just kind of bounces off. It's like, wow, you need deliverance, man. They're trying to condemn you with scriptures and stuff. Like, it's like I was just in the glory. I still feel the glory, but I can also feel your demons. You know, you need some deliverance. That's okay. You need to be stretched and humbled. It's okay. We're all on this journey together, man. I don't compare myself with you. I compare myself with Jesus, and I still got a long way to go. There's still a lot more glory I need to walk in before I can walk on the water. I tried walking on the water, and it didn't work. Fell on my face. That's okay. We're all learning, man. We're all at different levels in the glory, different levels in the anointing, you know. Point is, I don't look at anyone else and just try to, like, you know, put them down or put them on a pedestal. Because see clearly, like, some of these people, yeah, they're walking in more glory. These people are just still walking in darkness. Hold on. Yeah. But the whole goal is for everyone to be in Christ and in rank, locking arms, just marching boldly, and destroying all the works of the devil, which are lies, deception, and bondage. When you destroy all that stuff, we'll have a new heavens and a new earth. It'll be heaven on earth. It'll be like heaven on earth as it is in heaven. You know, it'll be just manifest glory, where it's Jesus, like His words. Everybody's following the King. You know, everyone's obeying the King because they want to. Not because they have to, it's because it feels so good to obey God. It feels so good to hear God. Because His words are spirit and they are life. They just wash right through you. And like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of glory. And then when you step out in faith and obey those words, there's even more waves of glory. So who'd want to stop doing that once they've tasted and seen that God is really good and everything that He does is wonderful? Why would you want to stop that? Well, that would have to be because there's deception. You've believed a lie. But once you step out of deception, you expose it for what it is, and you just get back, walk back in Christ, back in the light, that narrow road. That narrow road is simple. It's just walking in Christ. You're not leaving the presence. You're not leaving the voice. You're not leaving to veer off to do your own thing. It's just like you're one mind, one accord, mind Christ. And you set your face like a flint towards the Father. I mean, I ain't fully perfect. I get distracted by tons of things. But I know what's right. And that's why it's easy to repent. What's right is, if the presence of God is not manifesting in my life, something's wrong. It's true. Some of you may say, well, like, I don't feel the presence of God. I don't feel the presence of God at all. What is the presence of God? Well, you got demons blocking you. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You want to see God. You see Him as like His Spirit. Look, let's read the Bible. You need to experience the presence of God. Like, it's like just pure. I feel right now. It's pure power. Peace. You don't feel peace? He's the principality of peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. I don't feel peace. Well, you gotta just die then, so He can raise you up in heavenly places where that stuff is tangible. You need to experience God. Or else you've just been eating the knowledge of good and evil. It's just knowledge. It's knowledge about this is good, this is evil, this is good. The tree of life, it's like you taste it. It's life. It's the spiritual life. It's like your mind just clears. Your vision just comes back. You have purpose, you know. You just. But it's also like feeling. What do you think the fruit of the Spirit is? Joy. Well, I got joy, brother. By faith, hallelujah. Now stop trying to teach me, because I got joy. You're really angering me. No, man, you don't got joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. It's real joy. It's like you laugh to the point where tears come out of your face. It's there's a spiritual substance there. Peace. It's what you don't feel peace. Peace is something you feel. Peace is something you experience. But it's a spiritual peace. There's a normal peace where you just like, oh, you finish your job, you've been slaving, and you just kind of like, just chill out, relaxing. You got you're sitting at a beach, you're relaxing. That doesn't mean that you have the spirit of peace brooding through you. There's a huge difference. Sometimes I could be at a beach relaxing, just totally at peace, and then the spirit of peace will just boom hit me. And I'm like, whoa, God is here. It's the fruit of God's Spirit. That's a substance. You need to experience these things. And because that's life. Test yourselves whether you are in the faith. Do you not know that Jesus is in you? Bible says to test it. Where am I here? I can't remember what I was going to look at now. Hallelujah, Shabbat. I don't know, I forgot. I was going to look at a scripture. I don't remember what I was talking about. Here's a good one. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Look at this. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Fear is a feeling. Fear is a spirit. God's not giving us a spirit of fear, right? But a power of love and a sound mind. Love is something tangible. You feel it through your heart. You can't tell me you love somebody and you don't feel nothing for that person, man. It might be like some kind of fake love. I've been told my whole life, we don't go by our feelings. Well, I do. That's called discernment. I go by spiritual feeling, like spiritual discernment. I know what certain things feel like because I've experienced them. I don't go off of my... like my natural, my soulish feelings, like if I feel happy or if I feel sad or I feel depressed, I feel this, I feel that. There's a huge difference to like, okay, whoa, there's a spirit of rage here. I just look at the person and I feel rage. Okay, I know that they have a spirit of rage. They have anger issues. I haven't even talked to them yet. And I walk up to them and you know, that's a feeling. It's a discernment. Okay. And I've walked this out long enough to know that there's a difference. We do go by our feelings. We go by God. What He puts in our spirit. I do anyways. I don't know. It's helped me. If I could say, well, I'm not going by my feelings. I don't believe that person has a spirit of rage. I think I'm just angry right now for looking at that person. And you know, it doesn't make sense. I have the joy of the Lord by faith, you know. Sure you do. Look at this. Okay, for we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Listen to this. And the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Would you not say that that is a feeling? The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit? Well, what does that mean? Do you get electrocuted? I would feel that. Like, do you sense the Spirit of God? Well, sensing the Spirit of God is the same way of saying I feel the Spirit. So, I don't know. All this weird stuff that I've been taught, I had to unlearn it all. Because it's like religion will teach you to fight the things of the Spirit. God doesn't heal today. Well, read the Bible, man. God, that's all Jesus did. He's walked through healing out everyone oppressed of the devil. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's no more apostles today, no more prophets. And man, don't you even hear from God? Whenever someone says that, that just tells me they don't even know God. Or they don't read the Bible at all. I mean, they're given to us till we all come into maturity. And I don't see a lot of maturity on the earth. Like the full maturity where everyone's in perfect heart. I just see debates, divisions, and factions where everyone thinks they know everything up here, but they don't have any substance flowing through their life so that that it could teach me. A lot of people do. I'm just saying the people that want to debate, their opinions don't have that substance, and it's just all a bunch of knowledge of good and evil, and a lot of it's just not even true. Just it's there to teach you unbelief. Yeah, so I don't know. I depend on the fruits of the Spirit. I depend on Holy Spirit. I've given Him my life, and I depend on following the Spirit. Following the Spirit is being able to discern the Spirit, and then hearing the Spirit, and then stepping out and obeying the Spirit, and then you will get promoted by the Spirit. If you only hear your own self and obey everything that you think is right, like you read the Bible but you don't have any relationship with God, that's like building a Tower of Babel. They didn't hear the voice of God. God didn't tell them to build a tower. They just did it because they didn't want to be overcome by the nations around them. It was like a spirit of fear. But God's not given us a spirit of fear, but He's given us a spirit of like might, power, sound mind. It's the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Wow, what happened here? Man, I'm really hungry. I didn't have... I had a couple pieces of toast, but... Yeah, we're going to be moving. Me and my wife, my daughter, we're moving to a new place. And so my setup's a little bit different today. I was just experimenting. I have a couple little lamps. They kind of make the wall look all nice. And I just wanted to try something new. Experiment. Change is good. That's what the guy from P90X said. So don't be afraid to change. As long as it promotes you into more righteousness and more glory and more peace. Change is good. If you're not walking in continual peace, where, you know, you're in the peace for me, honestly, it lasts for like about 3 days and then it kind of lifts a little bit. I always wonder why it's always 3 days. It seems to be like the high levels of glory is like 3 days and it lifts. And then after that, I was like, I can step in by faith, by just, you know, decreeing, making videos, reading the Word of God out loud. I have all these keys that I use. But it seems to be like a 3-day thing where it was just like this certain anointings will land or I don't know what it is. It's 3 days. I don't know. If you guys have any revelation on that, I would love to know. Why is it 3 days? Is it because Jesus died? It was in the ground, in the earth for 3 days, and after 3 days he rose. Jonah was in the, you know, fish for 3 days. What's this 3 days? Lazarus? Oh, Lazarus was dead for 4 days, I think, yeah. But, you guys know what I'm talking about, man? When you're just like, you're in the sauce. Like, boom, God lands on you, and it's like 3 days, and then the third day it's like lighter, and it, no matter what you do, it's like still pressing in for more. But it still kind of lifts. What's up with that? God, please help me understand that. I like to have like 3 days back to back, like continually. But I'm still on this road. So, I don't know. It's not like I take my affections off Him. I don't know what it is. It just kind of lifts. And then I just have to go to a different anointing. You know? Different levels of glory. Hallelujah. Well, Shiki, let's just take some time and focus on the manifest presence of God. Holy Spirit, thank you for your peace, God. Thank you for more. Increase. God, just let your glory fill. Let the glory of God just fill. Let your glory come, God. Let your glory come. Let the glory of the Lord just come and fill. Fill. Fill the temple with glory, God. Fill the temple with glory. Shata. There's enough presence here to destroy the works of the devil right now. God, I thank you that sicknesses is being destroyed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. By his stripes, you are healed, body of Christ. All the fogginess in the mind, just let that be wiped away. You've been given the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. So all double-mindedness be broken off in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord, for the mind of Christ. Double-mindedness, shake out of the heavens now in the name of Jesus. We set our face like a flint towards the throne room of Almighty God. We set our face like a flint towards your face, God, face to face. I just pray for all the neighbors, God. Love your neighbors, you love yourself. I want to be built up, man. God, just release the anointing right now upon all of our neighbors, God. Those around us, those who we come in contact with every day, face to face, or just in our atmosphere on the SkyTrain or at work, wherever we are, fill them, God. Touch them. Soak them in the anointing to break the yoke off and circumcise their minds, their hearts, and every part of them so that they can hear you, God. Make them tender to you, God, in Jesus' name. God, I ask for more angelic visitations and revelations, just like John, you know, just like, what was that guy, Joseph and Mary in the Bible. They all had all these angels just releasing scrolls and revelation. God, I thank you for that. It's in the Bible. It's available for me. Hallelujah. Even the book of Revelation, it says he sent and signified it by his angel. Shata. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants the things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Revelation chapter 1. So God, we thank you for the revelation of Jesus Christ that these angels bring, God. Thank you for the revelation. Revealing of who you are, God, in our lives, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, the Father of glory, God, so that we can show all your servants the things that you're doing and where you want to take us, God. I welcome your holy angels, all fallen angels and lying spirits will be the blood of Jesus upon you in Jesus' name. Command you to be loose out of our atmosphere and cast you out in the name of Jesus. You're irrelevant. Only the things of the kingdom of heaven are worthy of our attention now in Jesus' name. We're not going to pay attention to anything of the dead. We are in the living one. I love the living God. I thank you for the living. Let those living water, rivers of living water, just wash through everybody's atmosphere, wash through their homes, wash through the temple of the Holy Spirit, wash through the windows so we can see, wash through our hearts so we can be in the glory. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father, for an increase of your presence. I just saw 4333. You know what that means, eh? Four is like a door. There's four gospel, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And 333 is call upon me and I will show you things that you do not know. I felt something on that. There's like an open door that we can call upon God right now and see him. He's the door. You know, he's the door standing open in heaven. You step through him and you're in heaven. How do you... There's no other... No one comes to the Father but by me, Jesus said. So you step through him and you have... You see the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for more of you and none of us. That fallen nature, just put it to death so that we have that living nature of you. moving and brooding through us, God, in Jesus' name. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled, 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 filled. If you hunger for God, you can eat His flesh. If you thirst for Him, you can drink His blood, which is life indeed. Even after you've been made righteous, hungering and thirsting and being filled, filled, filled. Continually filled with the Spirit so that you don't fill yourself with the things of the world that choke the Spirit, but you fill yourself with the things of the Spirit and choke off the world. And you walk in His light. You walk in His righteousness. You walk in His steps. You walk in His peace. You're walking in perfect sync with the living God, so that all the death things fall off and they fall back into the pit where they came from. In Jesus' name, be blessed in the gospel. The gospel is the good news that we just overcome in the one who's overcame everything. We stay focused on Him. And that focus brings Him through you to destroy all the works of the devil. We're not intimidated, but we intimidate the devil with the Christ in us, the hope of glory, as we stand our holy ground planted in Him. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I hope you guys take this message and just, it's all about Him, man. There's nothing mystical or hidden. All this whole thing was, this whole 46 minutes, 30 seconds was just about, let's focus on God, man. Hallelujah, man. Let's just focus on God today. Hallelujah. Let's look away from the things of the world and focus back on God. Let the refiner's fire just burn our hearts and make it more pure so we can see Him more and more and more. God bless your face. Let it be filled with grace by His face. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.